From the heartland of America and the gateway to the West, good morning, good evening, wherever you may be across the nation, around the world. I'm George Norrie. This is Coast to Coast AM. Up next, he's back, Dr. Joel Wallach from CriticalHealthNews.com. Let's get a jump start on setting another record, hitting his website, CriticalHealthNews.com. Also, you can download their free apps in your app store, CriticalHealthNews.com. And when we come back after the break, I shall give you the toll-free number to call for assistance, where Doc has a staff there of hundreds of people waiting to take your calls to give you the same information that he repeats. But if you're driving, you obviously can't write that down. Up next, Dr. Joel Wallach from CriticalHealthNews.com. And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you, Dr. Joel Wallach with us for the first couple hours. Doc Wallach's research has resulted in the publication of a number of peer-reviewed and refereed journal articles in the fields of nutrition and pharmaceutical research. He has made major contributions to a number of books, and he has, of course, been part of the Critical Health News team since its inception because he created it. Dr. Joel Wallach, back on Coast to Coast. Doc, how are you?
Well, thank you so much, George, for all the great things you do, and it's been an honor to be with you.
So the day after Halloween, there's a lot of candy out there. People are eating it. It's a lot of sugar. Is sugar really that bad for you, Doc?
Well, sugar is an energy source, but in excess is bad. Even oxygen in excess is bad. And so water in excess is bad. So the answer is yes, in excess of sugar is bad. And so one of the things that's going to happen here is there's going to be all kinds of stuff going on. One of the most dangerous things about sugar is when people get what's called reactive hypoglycemia. They eat sugar, and an hour later they eat a big meal, and an hour later they fall asleep. Well, if you eat a big meal and you eat a lot of sugar, and then you're driving, you fall asleep, you cross the center line, you do a head-on collision.
Well, you're gone.
You're gone. The people you hit are gone. They do a drug test on the bodies, and there's no drugs in them. They're all scratching their head. That's because they have what's called reactive hypoglycemia, all caused by sugar.
You know, during Thanksgiving, when I was a young kid, I would look around at all the elders after everybody had their Thanksgiving turkey, and they were all asleep. Was that because of the tryptophan in it?
Well, it's because of sugar in any form, okay? And, of course, even amino acids turn into sugar when you digest them, okay? And so it's one of those things where there's lots of sugar in, the turkey stuffing, in the cranberry sauce and pie afterwards and all this kind of stuff. So which one is the guilty one, or is it a combination of simple sugars and carbohydrates to get reactive hypoglycemia and they all fall asleep?
Why is the tasty stuff always bad for us?
Well, first of all, there's two things we have to learn. Number one, human beings are made up of systems. We have about 15 different systems. You know, we have the digestive system, we have the immune system, we have the reproductive system, we have the cardiovascular system, we have the neurological system. We have all these different systems, okay? And they all require different things. All humans require 90 essential nutrients. We've been saying that forever. 16 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 minerals, 3 fatty acids. That's the basic need we have from the time we're 2 cells, sperm and egg. We need the 90 essential nutrients. And the thing that happens here is when you don't get the secret sauces reach area of interest in your body, all these various things like your digestive system. If you eat gluten, wheat, butter, rye, oats, and buckwheat, it kills the little villi in your intestines. Your intestines go from looking like a shag rug to a plastic tube. You lose 90% of your absorptive surface.
That's right.
And even if you're taking supplements or prescription medication, they say, well, that medication didn't work for me. Well, why didn't it work? Because they couldn't absorb it because they're eating gluten. They're eating oatmeal for breakfast every morning. They're eating buckwheat at lunch. They're eating things like some processed meats that have gluten in them. Wheat, butter, rye, oats, and the buckwheat can't have them. And you do need to take the 90 essential nutrients plus the secret sauces for each of these systems. I'll give you one real quick here. Let's look at things that doctors say, oh, this is autoimmune disease. When they don't know the answer, they blame it on you. Your body's attacking itself. We're talking about lupus. We're talking about fibromyalgia. We're looking at rheumatoid arthritis. We're looking at irritable bowel syndrome. Let's see here. Crohn's disease.
Lymphomas.
Well, not lymphoma. Lymphoma is a cancer.
It's a cancer? Okay.
Yeah, that's a little bit different. Diverticulitis, metabolic syndrome. Let's see here. The central nervous system, demyelinization. Here's one part of this deal, George. People don't know this. Doctors don't know this. That 25% of your brain weight is cholesterol, and 25% of your spinal cord weight is cholesterol. It makes up the white matter of the brain. And when you get on statin drugs, you lower your cholesterol, because doctors mistakenly think that's what clogs your arteries. That's not true. But they give you statin drugs to lower your cholesterol. You stop eating eggs to get rid of cholesterol, and you get Parkinson's disease, Alzheimer's disease, psoriatic arthritis. You get psoriasis, diabetes type 1. It's a birth defect. Kids are born with it. MS, multiple sclerosis, Guillain-Barré syndrome, which is multiple sclerosis of the spinal cord, Graves' disease, which is autoimmune disease of the thyroid gland, okay? All of these are simple nutritional deficiencies. You get off the gluten, and you get them on the 90 essential nutrients, you know, the basic 90, and then you put in the secret sauces for each system. Each system, for instance, pancreas is a very complicated organ. It's part of the digestive system, but it's very complicated because it has hormones in it. It makes hormones. It makes the hormone that you need to control blood sugar.
And when you get pancreatic cancer, you're history, right?
It's a very dangerous cancer.
It really
very
is.
Yeah. And also produces digestive enzymes. And so basically what you have to do is get rid of all the bad stuff, which we just described. You get on the 90 essential nutrients. That's our basic Healthy Start pack. And it has 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 minerals, 3 fatty acids. And here's a scary one. You've heard of Red Bull, the energy drink, right?
Yeah.
Okay, we have one. It's called Rebound. Our Rebound has 100 nutrients, and it's got 75 minerals and 25 vitamins, amino acids. Now, Red Bull has one mineral in it. We have 75. They have one mineral. It's called magnesium. It has the B vitamins. It has 5 B vitamins in there. It has sugar and caffeine. Now, one of the two founders of Red Bull, a billionaire, because he has had all these big businesses and everything. He just died about a week ago at 78, and he bragged about drinking 10 of those cans of Red Bull a day.
Jeez.
For 25 years. He died at 78.
That's kind of young these days, isn't it?
Well, actually, it's kind of old.
78 is old?
Well, it's old. Okay, let's just look at
you're
something.
You're in your 80s. You're not old.
No, that's because I'm taking the 90 essential nutrients and all of the secret sauces. This guy from Red Bull, he was only taking sugar and caffeine and one mineral.
And whatever you could get it out of food, which isn't that much, right?
Isn't that much. Two-thirds of our essential nutrients, George, are minerals. 60 out of the 90 are minerals. Now, nutritional minerals do not occur in a uniform blanket around the crust of the earth. They occur in veins like gold and silver. Now, here's one that's going to freak out to kind of answer this question. Our ER doctors, our emergency room doctors, their average life expectancy is 58. Because they live on junk food and carbonated drinks because of their hours.
That's young.
That's young. Let's see, here in the U.S., depending on whose data you look at, our life expectancy is 75 to 79.
And that's been going down, hasn't it?
It's been going down. And we have to appreciate, we spend more money for health care than all the other industrialized nations in the world combined.
But we're not any better.
Oh, we're worse. Australia, their life expectancy is 82.9. New Zealand is 82.3. Japan is 84.7. Canada is 84. China is 76. UK is 81. Russia is 72. South Africa is 63. I spent 2 years in South Africa, and I can tell you why 63. Mexico is 77. Italy is 83. Egypt, 71. Germany is 81.26. Spain, 82. Ukraine, 71. Now, here's the big one. The Hunzas, who live in these little valleys in the Himalayan mountains, they don't have any big cities. They just have maybe like 5 families live in a little valley kind of thing. They have hundreds of these valleys.
They live in little huts and stuff like that.
That's right. And they're surrounded by all these volcanoes which are constantly erupting, and the ash is made of all these minerals. That's where we get our minerals. That's where we get our minerals, our 75 minerals, okay? Now, the Hunzas, their life expectancy is 120.
Wow!
Okay?
And that's the average age.
That's the average. That's your average age. That's
so so some go even higher than that, don't they?
Many live to be 140, 160, and so we have the capacity. We know humans have the capacity to live well beyond 150. Okay, if you go back to Methuselah from the old Bible,
I'm not sure about those biblical numbers.
969, almost 1,000 years. Okay, so let's see if you and I can't get there, George. But at any rate, this is if you take the 90 essential nutrients, and then you take the secret sauces for each of your 15 different things, okay? Again, your digestive system, your reproductive system, your neurological system, okay? All these different systems require five or six different nutrients. One of them that's very, which I say people know a lot about, is the thing that is needed for your thyroid gland. And that was my first scientific paper I wrote. It was 500 sheep dying in one night. They were perfectly healthy the day before. The guy goes out to feed them the next morning. They're all dead.
500?
500 died in one night. And I was by myself. I was 23 years old in the pathology lab. It was during Christmas time, 1963. All the professors were gone. And he brings me these 50 lambs. And I was able to get the blood of all 50. I was able to get the water that they were drinking. And I found out that all the farms surrounding them were putting extra nitrates in the water. Okay, extra nitrates in the water. And the nitrates were going into the drinking water, and the sheep were drinking them. The lambs were drinking them for 3 months. They were ready to go to market. And this farmer was so excited. They looked beautiful. They're ready to go to the market in the next couple of days. And he wakes up the next morning to feed them again. They're all dead. And that was my first scientific paper. Got published in 1965.
Because of what they put in the water.
That's right, the fertilizer. It was accidental, but it was you know, this is like the canary in the mine thing. And so they used my paper. I was working with Marlon Perkins from the old Mutual Omaha Kingdom.
Yeah, from the St. Louis Zoo.
Yeah, exactly. And so I gave him a copy of the paper, and he was so excited. He sent me to Africa, and I was working on the White Rhino Conservation Project. There's only 350 left in South Africa. I caught 200 of them and sent them here. Well, today there's 21,000 because of our efforts at building wild animal parks. I'm so proud of that.
Doc, stay with us. We're going to take a quick break. We'll come back and chat more. Plus, we open up the phone lines a little earlier when Doc is on to give all of you an opportunity to chat with him. So we're going to do that when we come back in just a moment. His website, criticalhealthnews.com. And again, the toll-free number to call for information, not to get on the show. We'll give you that in a second. 1-855-949-7234, 1-855-949-RADIO. You can call the staff members of Doc, and they'll help you out. And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with Doc Wallach from criticalhealthnews.com. And again, the number to call where he has a staff there, who they're listening to what Doc is saying, taking notes, so you can call them if you miss what Doc said. 1-855-949-RADIO, 1-855-949-7234. And again, the website is criticalhealthnews.com. Lots of emails been rolling in all day, Doc, from people who want to ask you a question or so. But tell me about Ask Doc on Fridays. Still doing the shows?
Oh, yes. Ask Doc with Rebecca. Yep, absolutely. Every Friday morning, Pacific time, 8 to 10. It's a beautiful show. We have such a following. And I want to take just a minute, if I may. When I was in Africa catching those rhino, Marlon Perkins took my paper that I wrote on that death of those 500 lambs, and he got a $25 million grant from the NIH with it.
Wow.
This was at Washington University, the St. Louis Zoo, and Barnes Hospital in St. Louis. And to make a long story short, over a period of 10 years, I did over 20,000 autopsies, 457 species of animals, 17,000 in animals, and 3,000 in humans. What I found out was, George, that and what they wanted me to find was that I was looking for a species of animals that would be like a canary in the mine. The old coal miners used to take canaries down in the mines, and if gases would come into the mine, the canaries would drop off the perch and die, and the men knew it would get out. Well, if there was an animal that was sensitive to the pollution, this nitrates that the sheep were, or any other pollutant, if they were to die in the zoo, we could evacuate the city. So that was the whole idea of the grant. It was 5,000 pages, My thesis is in the Smithsonian Institute's National Treasure, and it sells as a hardbound textbook for $25,000 each.
My God.
You can get used, beat-up ones for $6,000, $8,000, $10,000 online. But basically, we did a review of it. It's called Epigenetics, the Death of the Genetic Theory of Transmission. Because what I found out was, George, there are no genetically transmitted diseases. I'll repeat that. There are no genetically transmitted diseases. And then number two, in addition to no genetically transmitted diseases, there's absolutely no diseases that are caused by autoimmune problems. And so that's why that book is so... W.B. Saunders, a big medical publishing house, published it. Sells it for $25,000 each.
Doc, let me ask you this, too. How did you, a veterinarian doctor, get so interested in human medicine?
Ah, you hit the nail on the head there, sir. Well, when I was 4 years old, I developed a very proactive, very dangerous, very violent behavior. Today it's called violent Tourette syndrome. And by the time I was nine, I had been to 20 doctors. My family had taken me to 20 different doctors, and I couldn't figure out what it was. And they're going to institutionalize me. And I said, well, how long am I going to be in the hospital? He said, well, maybe for the rest of your life, because you're going to hurt somebody. So we have to find a way to cure you, and nobody knows. Well, I'm sitting on the end of the bed on a Friday night. My mom and dad are packing my clothes because they're going to take me to this facility on Monday.
It must have been heartbreaking for you.
Well, yeah. I'm crying. Tears are coming down my cheeks. I'm only 9 years old. I'm saying, why is it that nobody else has my problem? And he said, well, you know, even the animals on the farm, they don't have my problem. And they're eating a lot of the same foods we are. So the next morning, that was Friday night, Saturday morning, when I went out to feed the calves and milk the cows, I picked up a couple of baskets full of the alfalfa pellets that we fed the calves that were supplemented with vitamins and minerals in them. And I threw the Cheerios and the oatmeal out for the chickens. And I put the alfalfa pellets, all the vitamins and minerals in them, in my cereal bowl, put milk on it, and ate it for breakfast. Did the same thing on Saturday morning, Sunday morning, and Monday morning. By 3 o'clock on Monday afternoon, I was cured. After 5 years and 20 doctors who couldn't figure it out, I figured it out myself. When I was 9 years old, I knew doctors didn't know very much.
What got you to become a veterinarian?
Okay, well... that was my goal, was to become a veterinarian, and I was doing great and did this big thing. My thesis in the Smithsonian Institute. My next job, when that grant ran out, I worked for the NASA at Emory University at the Yerkes Primate Center, and there was a baby monkey that died. It was, you know, they were raising to go to space, and I said, "This is cystic fibrosis. This is the same birth defect you find in people. It's supposed to be genetic. Why is it in a monkey?" And so I didn't tell anybody that I had found it, but I sent slides of this monkey to five different medical schools, but I didn't tell them it was from a monkey. I just said, I think this is cystic fibrosis, what do you think? And they all sent on their letterhead, sent it back, yeah, this is fibrosis. And then I got permission with those letters to do biopsies in the other 25 baby monkeys, and they all had cystic fibrosis. So I knew it wasn't genetic. And the behaviors had changed the diet, taken away all their monkey pellets with the vitamins and minerals, and just gave them carrots and tomatoes and beans and things. And they were deficient in nutrients. And so I wrote this paper and turned it in, like you're supposed to get permission to send it for publication. And they fired me because they thought I was crazy because they said everybody knew that, quote, everybody knew, unquote, that it was a genetic disease in humans, but it was really just a nutritional deficiency. And so then I'm looking for something to do. My wife had just died. I had four little kids.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, and it was a terrible situation. And I'm working in a scrapyard separating metals, just trying to make a living to feed my kids. And I'm going on the weekends to these trade shows to try and find something to do. And I said, why don't I become one of these naturopathic doctors? And then I can treat people. And so that's how that all started.
So you're basically two-degreed, veterinary medicine and the other type of doctor.
I have a degree in agriculture. I have a degree in veterinary medicine. I have a degree in naturopathic medicine. I have three postdoctoral fellowships, that big one that Marlon Perkins did for $25 million. Okay. The 2 years I spent in South Africa catching rhino, that was a World Wildlife Fund. And then I had one also from China. Did 1,700 autopsies in China on kids under the age of 10, and I got the Klaus Schwartz Award for that in 2011 for discovering, again, cystic fibrosis was not a genetic disease, it was simple nutritional deficiency. Found the cause, prevention, and cure of muscular dystrophy. Gave it to Jerry Lewis. He took it to the Muscular Dystrophy Association. They fired Jerry Lewis, put a gag order on him, and shut down the telethon, even though he had worked for them for 50 years and raised $2.5 billion from them. They fired him because he brought them the cure for muscular dystrophy. And then I also found the cure for Sudden-Death Syndrome, SIDS. Medical doctors said SIDS was caused by the mothers laying on the babies and suffocating them. Well, to make a long story short, one last thing. My lawyer and I, Jonathan E. Moore, great guy.
As a matter of fact, he's going to be on our show in the next couple weeks.
Yeah. And so we did many lawsuits against the FDA and federal court, kind of 8 or 9 of them. My favorite was we put these trace minerals into baby formulas. Doctors didn't want the trace minerals in baby formulas because they thought they were poisonous. So Jonathan and I, we beat them in federal court, got them put into Enfamil and Similac and all these other baby formulas. And within 90 days, cystic fibrosis went away, muscular dystrophy went away, and Sudden-Death Syndrome went away. You don't hear about those three diseases anymore because I'm the guy that put those nutrients in the baby formulas and eliminated those three killer diseases in babies.
Amazing. Let's go take some calls, and we've got an hour of calls next hour as well. Lorna, first-time caller in Canada. Hi, Lorna, go ahead.
Hi.
Hi, Lorna, how can we help you?
Well, I'm wondering if you can give me some advice on allergies. I turned 50, and I seem to progressively get allergic to everything, like nuts, spices, bleach, hair products, everything. So I'm really limited right now in what I can eat and where I can go. Fragrance is a problem, perfumes. I'm just wondering if you have any advice for me.
Okay, what symptoms do you have? Do you have diabetes or high blood pressure?
No, I don't have anything like that, no.
Do you have bowel problems? Do you have diarrhea, constipation, belly pain, anything like that?
No, it's just allergic reactions. So I get
what does
swelling
that mean?
Of the lips and the tongue.
Do you get a rash or something like that, Lorna?
Not usually a rash. It's usually a swelling of the lips and tongue and the throat. So I have to take a lot of antihistamines.
Okay, how old are you again? 50?
50,
I'm about 59 now. I've had these symptoms for 9 years, gradually eliminated just about every food.
Quickly, two questions. You said you had something going on in your throat. Do you ever have any tinnitus or ringing in your ears?
Not really. Maybe once in a while, but it's not constant.
Okay. How many times a night do you wake up to urinate? Once, 3 times, 5 times?
I'd say twice.
Okay. Okay, and then last question, did you ever have anything like dizziness or balance problems, any of those kind of things?
A long time ago, not recently, but I have had that.
Okay, you have what's called osteoporosis of the skull. We actually have a book and a CD set called It's All in Your Head. All of your symptoms are due to the skull compressing the 12 cranial nerves in the spinal cord. The reason why you get up at night once, twice, 3 times a night to urinate is because your skull is squeezing the spinal cord. The spinal cord is telling your urinary bladder to urinate. You don't have a prostate gland, so it can't be a prostate issue because girls don't have prostate glands, right?
That's right.
Okay, and when you have the throat problem and the tongue problem, this has to do with the glossopharyngeal nerve, which is the 9th cranial nerve, okay? When you have ringing in the ears, that's the auditory branch of the 10th cranial nerve, the tinnitus. And then that's when you get dizziness, vertigo, balance problems, that's squeezing the vestibular branch of the 8th cranial nerve. And do you have any back problems or joint problems, anything, you know, like sciatica, anything going on in your back, your knees, your hip?
Yeah, I do, yep.
Okay, your skull is squeezing your spinal cord. So here we go. And you weigh how much?
Oh, too much. I'm about 20
much.
Pounds overweight.
I'm sorry, I missed that. 220?
20 pounds overweight, she said, Doc.
Yeah.
Okay, 220 pounds.
No. She said she's 20 pounds overweight.
Yeah, I'm about 170, I would say. Oh, yeah.
So you weigh 170?
Yes.
I'm confused here. You're saying 220 pounds.
No. She's 20 pounds overweight,
Doc. 20 pounds. Okay. Thank you. I was getting an extra 200 pounds in there. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Please,
so basically,
no.
You got to get rid of the bad stuff. No fried foods.
Yeah.
Okay, no fried foods, no air frying, no deep frying, no pan frying. Absolutely no processed meats with nitrates and nitrites in them. Absolutely no oils, no cooking oils, no salad dressings. Absolutely no gluten, no wheat, butter, and oats, no buckwheat, no peanuts, and absolutely no sugar, and absolutely no carbonation, no carbonated drinks. Even the diet one's got to go because carbonation neutralizes stomach acid, so you cannot absorb minerals or digest food. And this is what we're talking about, these secret sauces and systems and all this kind of stuff. And so you have osteoporosis of the skull. You probably have other things, but you have osteoporosis of the skull. Very classic. Get that book and the CD set. And George, you know, gave you the number to get a hold of us, so that's perfect.
Will the osteoporosis of the skull contribute to allergic reactions with foods?
Well, basically what happens is it also has to do with the digestive system, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and so what's happening here is all these symptoms, everything from the skin to temperature going up to itching and all this stuff that the doctors are saying are allergic reactions or autoimmune reactions are really just this the reaction of your nerves and your spinal cord. There's 12 pairs of cranial nerves being squeezed here, and they're causing all these things that are being misinterpreted as an allergic reaction. So you're going to need 175 to 200 pounds, whatever it is. Okay, you need 2 Healthy Brain and Heart Packs per month. The Healthy Brain and Heart Packs have 215 nutrients, including the Healthy Start Pack, which is the core of it, the 90 essential nutrients. And it has these nutrients that are necessary to deal with all these various systems that you have that are interrupted here. Now, I have to tell you, let's see here.
30 seconds, Doc. 30 seconds.
Okay. So 2 Healthy Brain and Heart Packs per month, 2 bottles a month of the MSM, so you can take 3 with each meal. You need, let's see here, the Synaptive, take 3 of those twice a day, 2 bottles a month. They have 3 things in there that your brain needs to function properly. I want you to eat 3 eggs twice a day with soft yolks, because your brain is 25% cholesterol and your spinal cord is 25% cholesterol. You need the cholesterol to rebuild your brain.
Doc, that is great advice. And Lorna, take heed. Take heed. Again, the website, criticalhealthnews.com. The toll-free number is 1-855-949-7234. There are operators there. Lorna, if you missed anything that Doc said, call this number, because they're listening to the show, taking notes on everything the doc's saying. But we're going to come back with a final hour of calls next on Coast to Coast AM.